This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
I'm gonna show you Jonathan Daniels on the sidelines wearing a sweatshirt kind of rolled up. Do you offer any fashion advice?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hello, everyone. Christina Acra here with the guys from the Patriots Pro Shop, Mike, Jim, and Jeff. And a lot of laughter going on here in the studio today because we have a special guest that everybody's been waiting for. Ken Flanders is joining us. Please introduce yourself to our audience.
Yes, I'm Ken Flanders. I guess everybody's been waiting for me to show up, but I've been around all this time. Evidently, my compadres don't have a lot of work to do, and I do, so they can make the show. So.
If you did your work in the off season, you wouldn't be chasing orders.
Good point.
He's our head buyer for retail, so he's the man behind what you see online.
The man, the myth, the legend.
What you see online.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal.
This is as big as it gets in retail.
His office smells of rich mahogany, too.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're joining us today, Mr. Big Deal. So what else is going on? What do you guys got? Anything new?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll start off by recapping from last week. We had, obviously, we had the win, the big win, Baltimore. I know the store did exceptionally well. Pre-game, post-game, the weather held off. It was perfect.
It was a perfect day.
I wish they bought more, but it went well. We had more player sightings post-game. Like Steve Neal was in there shaking hands. He was in with his wife, girlfriend. I think it's his wife.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah,
his wife.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And another one of those, never know who you're going to meet moments in there. I don't know. It was a pretty steady week. I guess we got to reiterate Halloween.
Yeah.
Can't wait too long. We got to get those costumes purchased. And
off your shelves.
Yeah, Mr. Scollins has a nice little Halloween search that you can type in and all the
right on the front page.
Cool products will show up.
We do it a little earlier than the store does, Christina, because they need time to ship.
Okay.
So if you order now, you can get it shipped in time for Halloween.
Yeah, even
over the next week or so, plenty of time.
Still. Even though Halloween will definitely sneak up on everybody because
yes.
I feel like the days are flying by, but yeah, it's never too soon to get an idea and get your Halloween costume ready to go.
That's right.
Yeah, so recapping a little bit before, how did the pink go over? I mean, because I thought it was great
Very
to
big.
See it on the field. It was a big hit in the shop?
Yes, it was outstanding. We had a nice display, and it wasn't just the females. It was men. Men were buying those sideline hats, the little pink flame.
Yeah, yeah.
Chewing them up.
Great.
They were gone quickly, and we got them back, and we have a whole display of pink stuff still in there. So
good, yeah, because it lasts for the month of October is the awareness month. So that's good to know. If anybody hasn't bought their pink stuff yet, there's plenty to be bought. And real men
wear
pink,
the fans.
Right?
Shame on the fans if there's any left.
I know.
By the end of the month.
Because does any of the are there proceeds that go to the cause or anything like that? Or is it?
Yeah, anything that's labeled pink ribbon, a portion of the proceeds goes to breast cancer awareness.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, so that's another reason to buy it.
Absolutely.
Pink's a fabulous color, but also you're helping out a good cause.
That's right.
So and Ken buy it all up.
Ken has
it was amazing
now.
To see all the teams so on board. I mean, everybody, every game you turned on, there was pink all over the place. Mm. It was great.
It was neat. It was good.
I liked it. I think that was the first year that they actually had the gloves and the shoes on, right? Have you seen that before? Because I don't remember seeing that.
First time, I think.
First time.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Senility.
That's where we're going to be, huh?
Here we go, getting started early. Well, we do have some emails to get us started this afternoon. And if anybody doesn't realize that we do have an email address, you can write us at webradio@patriots.com or call us at 508-543-7482. But I'll read a couple of these if you guys want to answer them for me. One is quite lengthy. Let's get to the quick one first. Since Ken is here, we'll do the first question that is directed towards him. It's from Joe in Sarasota by way of Augusta, Maine. Why are some of your hats named after towns in Maine?
That's fairly simple because I'm from Maine also. So I use town names because, frankly, Reebok does not name their hats, and it makes it very difficult for the staff to identify what hat we're talking about. So I chose a bunch of Maine towns, and some people catch on. Most people do not. So.
Oh, okay. Obviously, Joe from...
It was farm animals at first, and we had to say it might not be a good idea.
No one wanted the pig hat?
Yeah, the pig hat, my... Girlfriend, the chicken hat, like just random
Bessie
stuff.
The
so.
Cow.
What, the slouch cow cat.
Yeah, so we said, why don't we go with Maine towns or rivers or something?
So if I go in and I say, I want this hat right here, you're going to say, oh, that's the Augusta hat, or that's the, I mean, how many different names are there for, how many different hats
not,
are there?
Not all hats are Maine hats.
Okay.
But, you know, for example, every year there's a player sideline hat. We name it the player sideline hat.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
But if there's something that's just kind of a basic hat that we may have designed ourselves, I put a Maine name on it. So
there's probably a half a dozen online. Right?
Just to add on to this is also, since Jeff is from Iowa and he works with me, we name a few hats after Iowa towns too. So
okay. Mm.
Thank you, Ken.
All right, let's go to the next email.
We're waiting for a really cool hat that we'll call the Foxborough hat.
The right. Foxborough hat.
After Mike and I.
All right, this one's from Warren. I believe it's from London. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay. Is he from London? All right. Okay, yes, here we go. Just been over to the pro shop from my home in London. I went there on two non-match days to have plenty of time to look around. Non-game days, as we like to call it here.
Sure.
Unfortunately, for the size of the shop, I was extremely disappointed with the amount on offer. I noticed many items duplicated around the store. I was also shocked. Wow, he's taking a complete... He had a pencil, I'm sure, with him taking notes on the store because this is a long email. I was also shocked to find only six Brady shirts, throwbacks in certain sizes, lack of stock behind the scenes. Having been to the old shop, I feel the old shop had much more to offer. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I don't know really what you guys have to say about that, but let's see. The Reebok store had the shirt that he was looking for, I guess. I also feel non-pro shops have better items. Wow. Okay. Let me keep read. You guys carry on. I'm going to scroll through this and see if I can find something to answer or maybe something good, positive about the shop.
We could pick through what you've already said, though.
Okay. I mean,
first of all,
you guys have a response.
The new store is, I don't even know square footage-wise, but it is much, much bigger than any store we've had in the past. The product selection is much, much bigger. Obviously, it's a bigger store. You know, you may see some, when you have back-to-back games like that, products moving pretty quickly. But, I mean, the amount of SKUs that we have in our system and that are active and live are just dwarf what we had in the past. So, you know, if he went to that Reebok store, which probably has just a handful of Patriot items compared to what we have, or a Dick's Sporting Goods or wherever else they sell stuff, it's going to pale in comparison the amount of items that they have. Now, he may find an item that he may like at another store, but if you want to go all in Patriots merchandise, there's nobody. There's literally nobody else that would have even close to the amount that we would have. So take that.
All right. Well,
well said.
He's got some other suggestions. One of the questions is, why don't you stock the NFL film American game? I have this. He got it in the Emerald City Mall. And why not have more pictures? Pictures on offer, posters, etc. Oh, pictures available. Not an easy email to read, clearly. But, the NFL Films American game.
I'm not sure what that is, Ken?
I am not sure either, actually.
The America's Game series from NFL Network, recapping all the Super Bowls?
It's on NFL Network. They did a series.
All right.
I'm not familiar with it. Might be an NFL
exclusive. Maybe you guys should do some research on that. Maybe we can get that in the show.
We will do some research, yes.
He suggests that when the team comes over to London, someone from the store to come over and look at how the soccer teams do it. If Manchester United had that size of a store, they would have five times the amount to offer. So there.
There you go.
Betcha he liked the Revolution section.
There's a lot of Revolution stuff.
You must have loved
that, if
he's
happy with that. We'll have to ask him. If you're listening, Warren... guess let us know, but I'm sorry you didn't have a very pleasant experience.
But I'm glad he's emailing that.
Yeah, you know
absolutely.
What?
You know, we want that.
You want the negative as much as the positive, right?
If you want more, we will get more.
That's right. But we do kind of put a feather in our cap on the amount of, even the store is a pretty good sized store. And there are so many categories of licensed product that these guys buy. You can't buy 100 of each item in a category. You're going to run out of room. We'd have a stadium.
Did he say when he came? Because remember when the store very first opened, there was some repetition because we were still getting in new product. Right.
I mean,
at the same time, if he came the day after a game, that's a big problem.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, yeah, he came on two non-game days. I don't know if it was in the season. Maybe not in the season. I'm not sure. But
in his defense, it was the day after a game.
Well, oh, okay. That'll do it,
that's
right?
That's the worst time to go. Had 70,000 people pick over the store.
Second line, second paragraph.
Second line.
Chapter 3.
Subparagraph 2, verse 16.
Florida public schools at its
finest. If you saw my computer screen, you could see that this email is wedged into a column on the right side. It's not easy to read. That's cute. All right.
It's fine. Keep it going.
See what happens. It's early in the show. Moving right along.
Good idea.
Past this question because it's making me angry. No, just kidding. Okay, we've got one from Basil. I'm not sure where he's from because he didn't say, but a few questions regarding Reebok's contract with the NFL. I'm sure you guys have all the information on this one. How much longer will Reebok have the exclusive contract? Anybody know?
Well, first of all, exclusive, they only have exclusive on headwear and jerseys. That's the only exclusivity they have. So they just understand that. But they happen to be two very large categories. And that contract runs through 2011.
2011, okay. Do you think it is possible the NFL will go back to the way it was when the team chose the brand to represent them?
Highly unlikely.
Okay. I know Nike has the contract with NCAA. Do you think there's any chance they will also try to acquire the NFL contract as well?
Nike would probably love to be back in the NFL. I think they made a huge mistake by not being involved.
Okay, so 2011, if it's ever going to happen, potentially, but no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can't really speculate on what may or may not happen, if and when, but maybe you have some insight. Well, I'm sure you hope you read this today because it'll be my first episode of Shop Talk. Oh, good. Thanks for joining us, Basil, if you're listening. But he basically answered all the questions for you right there. 2011 is when Reebok is up, and who knows what's going to happen from there, but that's not too far away.
Ken's already bringing new listeners to the show.
Nice. Yes, we're here for Ken.
I think that was a coincidence.
No.
I know someone...
Take some credit for yourself, Ken. Come on.
Someone, I read somewhere, I don't know what it was, that certain players have certain contracts outside, I guess on when it comes to gloves and shoes and things like that.
Correct.
So that's where, like, the guys who had pink shoes, they were all from Nike or Reebok or whoever had the pink shoes, right?
Did you guys hear Randy Moss's quote after the game? Jim, sounded like you did. He basically, he's a Nike guy. He has a Nike contract.
Yep.
But Nike could not have pink, supply pink cleats. So he went to Reebok and got pink cleats, which I thought was a good smash at Nike on that one.
The players
do have their own contracts. Most of them have contracts based on what they wore in college. So, for example, Brady's a Nike guy because he wore Nike at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
But once they become the NFL, they can get whatever they want.
Brady had the pink cleats too, didn't he?
No, he did not.
He didn't?
No, he had pink on his cleats.
I thought pink on it.
Pink. We're getting technical here.
That's what
solid pink and pink
solid
on
solid pink
it.
Were very, very visible, obviously.
Right.
So.
That's interesting. What is that? So that's why I think it was confusing to me because some players had it and some didn't. And I was wondering, you know, if only a certain amount could wear it or some weren't allowed. I didn't know the case. So that's interesting. Next email. Do you see sales go up online after a win, or do they go down after a loss?
Jim?
Absolutely. I think, I don't know percentage-wise how different it is, but it's definitely better after a win. Even the night of a game, if the game ends at 4 or 5, we'll have, you know, a ton of orders come in between the game ending and the middle of the night, and we don't get that, not on that scale when we lose. I don't know percentage-wise, but it's probably 10 times the amount of traffic after a win versus after a loss.
Huh. That's interesting. Guess it makes sense.
Always big during the game, too.
During the game?
Yep.
As the game's going on?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have, you know, laptops or they're just online at home while they're watching the game, maybe checking their fantasy scores. I don't know what they're doing, but we get a lot of orders during the games. I'll watch.
Everybody's online during
the games.
If I'm home,
I can log in and see the orders coming in, and we'll get a ton during the game, orders just flowing in.
That's interesting.
They're probably seeing something on the sidelines that they like.
Yep.
Right, that happens.
They want to go in and shop.
Just about every game you could watch, and there's some kind of new.
We get calls every Monday. Every Monday we get calls from someone saying, I saw our coach wearing this, or I saw a fan wearing that. on the broadcast. Can I get that? Do you have that? We have every week, every Monday, we get those calls.
And it's consistently happening. There's more new right. stuff every week. So,
such
that's
as
kind of cool. Such as
perfect lead in. I have to throw this in the new second season cap, which will be online shortly. We literally just got them in.
Sweet.
It is sweet. it's a little different though. It's a solid navy top with the Flying Elvis logo, and then the bill or the brim or whatever you want to call it is kind of got like a, what is that, like a spotted
drift,
spotted paint look to it. So
that's
yeah.
It's you like it.
It's nice for the store.
Christina looks very excited about
this. Good.
Spotted paint. I'm trying to picture it. Obviously, everybody else is too. This is something we're going to see on the sidelines or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You'll see.
Oh, and it's different.
It is different.
Okay. Well, that's good. We like
different. I think it's a nice looking hat.
Oh, it is a good looking hat.
I think people are going to jump all over it. We have a knit version that's on the website right now. That it's the knit, you know, the winter hat version of that cap.
We got monkeys skateboarding in the background.
All right.
Talk about Ken like that. That wasn't nice.
Oh, that wasn't the TV. That was Ken.
All right. Good segue, because we have another email. This one's funny. I like this one. This is Aaron from Sterling, Virginia. Hi, Christina. I have a question request for y'all. He uses y'all. Love it. My wife is pretty cool and buys me sports memorabilia for Christmas and birthdays, but she bought me an Adam Vinatieri jersey the year before he left for Indy. She bought me a framed Red Sox Johnny Damon autograph photo, and he immediately left for New York. And this past year, she bought me a Teddy Bruschi jersey, and, well, now he's gone.
So no Brady apparel for her.
Yeah.
Do not.
Is there some way we can ban her from the Patriots Pro Shop? I mean,
no,
I love the gear, but she's killing the teams. I'm terrified that she's going to get me a Wilf Fork jersey and his situation is shaky enough. Yeah, so we need a picture, a mugshot.
she needs to stick with throwback.
Right, throwback.
Go with the throwback.
Guys that are just done.
She can buy the Ghost Bears.
That's a good point. Halloween.
I'm sure that he wants Ghost Bears for his birthday and Christmas and every other holiday, but that's pretty interesting. I wonder if she's in the store a lot. Obviously, she's ordering online a lot. But yeah, we need to red flag her. I don't like that. A friend of mine actually was telling me recently, her boyfriend has a jersey just complete. You know, like any jersey he puts on, it's a jinx. It's terrible. Oh. And she bought him a jersey the first game, the throwback for Mayo, and said, you know, I got your jersey. It's okay. We're gonna break the curse. And look what happened. It was unbelievable. I didn't believe her. I was like, oh, that's funny. And then she's like, oh, so if anything happens to Mayo tonight, I'm like, that's not even funny. And sure enough, so I blame her. I blame him.
Let's send him a Jets jersey.
Yeah.
Sanchez. Or
Jets jersey. There you
Braylon
go.
Braylon Edwards.
Peyton Manning or something.
Okay, so Aaron needs to tell his wife that he's rooting for the Jets now, a totally different team, and she could go buy him all that gear, and those players can drop.
We'll play the game.
Perfect.
We'll play the game.
We'll play the game. Let's see. We got more emails coming in.
We're getting hit today.
I'm gonna kind of filter these first.
Yeah.
So, what else we got? You guys have new stuff that you brought in to talk about. We were gonna decide to do a automotive theme today. I think all the different things that you can pick your car with.
Are you into that?
No, I did in college. In high school, I had.
Rumor has it you had a lot of faded hats on the back windshield.
Oh no, I've never done that.
I'm only kidding.
No. I did have the steering wheel cover and the floor mats and
the gators?
Kind of stuff.
Furry dice.
No,
the fuzzy dice,
No.
Yeah, you guys need to talk a little here before we get in the automotive thing. But Ken's allegiance to Florida State and yours to Florida.
Today's
a little
not
tension.
Day.
That's not shop talk.
Well, it's not shop talk.
Half the stuff we can talk about pizza ink blots. I mean, please.
I'm having technical difficulties on this computer, Jason, by the way. Don't
Maybe
know what just happened.
To stir
but anyway.
The pot. Stir the pot.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why we let a Florida State Seminole fan on the show. Mm. You guys told me after the fact, but
poor screening by Jason.
He didn't go there, so he can only be so much of a fan.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, before we pull all the gear out, we're gonna get set, we're gonna talk about it in a little bit. I have some more emails if I can get the computer to start working again. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll fix it, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Shop Talk.
At American Airlines, we know it seems like you're on the road almost as much as your favorite sports team. We know you've scheduled a business trip to a city where your team happens to be playing that night. And we know that on every trip, you inevitably forget to bring a toothbrush. But you never forget that old pair of socks you wear on game day to bring your team luck. We know for you, it's not just a seat on a flight to a place. It's a seat on a flight to your life. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir?
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in a shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member of PIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
Man, it's football season. Usually the house is decked out by now. You know, the football lamps and the big wall posters.
Dude, it is decked out. But this year I'm working on a higher level.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Well, you're just not on that level. I've got Razor Sharp Fios TV from Verizon, so I don't just watch the game, I feel like I'm in it. The whole place has ultra-quick Fios internet, so my computer becomes my own personal press box.
So, no little football helmet soaps in the bathroom this year?
Sadly, no. But with ESPN MVP, I get stats, scores, and highlights sent straight to my wireless phone.
With Verizon's Fios TV and internet, plus wireless apps like ESPN MVP, you have everything you need to take your football experience to the next level. Verizon, official telecommunications provider of the New England Patriots. Select VCast phone and VPAC subscription required. Fios available in select areas.
You are so far beyond football-shaped serving trays.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football. 3 Super Bowl championships. Endless memories.
It's good! It's good!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back to back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehall@patriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Jason DeBorgen has made my day. You know how excited I just, I think I just perked up in my chair. I'm so happy. You made my week. Thank you so much. For people who don't know, that is the Florida fight song. And you'll be hearing it a lot more this year as Florida continues to score and score and score. You're going to be hearing the Florida fight song. We've heard it so much already. Only a few weeks in.
Who's playing quarterback this week?
Tebow has been practicing, been in his pads, not full-blown practicing, but it's looking good, my friends. He's Superman.
But enough on Florida. Everybody's gagging. I'm gonna move on. Oh gosh, especially for the Seminole in the room. Anyway, so we had some good emails already. Webradio@patriots.com if you want to keep them coming. Right now we have our theme of the day seems to be automotive. The guys have brought in some toys that you can fix your car up real nicely. Some are scary, some are cool. We'll describe them for you, but
Start with the scary one.
The scary one. Well, there's this little, you know, those little, I don't know what you call it, but it's a topper on an antenna. This one's quite scary because it looks
like
a
The antenna topper.
Oh, there you go.
It's an industry term.
Yeah.
From Maine.
They reverse the words.
Today, okay?
It's the Portland.
We've already established that. Christina can't read.
Antenna topper.
Team antenna toppers. Usually the average age with these on their cars is roughly
72.
But we sell them.
You sell them. They're cute. Yeah. This one's a little scary because it's got a smiley face, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go online. Check out the Pat's Helmet Antenna Topper. Is that where they find it, that little label right there?
Right. Go to Novelties.
Oh, excuse me. There's
more
to it.
And then Auto Tailgating, and all of the things we're talking about will be listed right there.
Okay. Well, you know.
And more.
Obviously, people, everywhere you go, you see New England stuff all over cars. And you could go something as simple as the emblem. What is this called? A metallic emblem. It kind of fits in, blends in. The chic look blends in with like the numbers and lettering on the back of a car as it is.
Patriots script logo.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my favorite is the license plate wraparound.
Frame.
Excuse me.
It's all right.
Wow, I'm just making up terms now.
Just helping you out.
All right. I'm gonna let Mike describe
I'm helping
the rest.
You out. If I
go
don't
for
say
it.
You see the phone call coming in
actually,
now?
Christina,
do you have that wraparound? Christina was talking.
From the South, but you call it a tag probably, right? A license plate?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't call it tags here. We call it plates.
So a tag
But you can see where that company, that's a Southern company.
It is a Southern company. Auto Tag Frame. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll make sure to use the word plate instead.
Then you'll blend
in. the back of my vehicle.
Just want to help you blend.
Blend. I need all the blending I could get.
Then we have the lovely Sports Splats. It's the Patriots version, obviously. It's kind of the kind of football going through the windshield look, smashing.
Is that a new thing? Because I've seen a ton of baseballs going through windshields, but not necessarily footballs.
Yeah, I think that's the newest craze.
They make hockey pucks, they make basketball, everything.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, but if anybody likes it, they've got them available at the pro shop.
There you go. And then,
thanks for helping with the sale.
Better restock those right away, Jeff.
Look out.
This is going to be a run.
I'm placing an order as we speak.
Then we have the Pat steering wheel cover. It is a black leather bound steering wheel cover. That
we call that the steering wheel.
Does it have
cover.
A warming device for the winter time when it's really cold?
I think the leather acts as the natural.
Nice. Okay.
No, we sell a lot of those.
I think those are cool. I don't know.
I'd say the license plate frame more so, but then steering wheel covers right there and floor mats. Actually, we sell tons and tons of like Patriot themed car mats.
Out of these few items, though, the number one is the license plate frame. So.
Mm. I believe.
Wait, hold on, Christina. Can you grab that sticker?
The tag frame.
The team decal, it's just the flying Elvis logo.
This is pretty classy, too. I like that. Very simple.
Yep. Those in the corner. Everyone puts those in their back windshield, side window. Ken always keeps those in stock.
Yes. Yeah, you can't have enough of these,
right? We actually just got more
today. But moving on, and then the team litter bag. That's that right there. And all these can be found online. It's
See the picture of Christina? It goes over the seat.
Yes.
Pouch-styled bag that you basically can hook into your car. And instead of throwing trash in every little compartment you can find in there, you got one spot, chuck it in there.
A carload of people going to the game with you, and they all in your back seat, trash bags to collect the...
They're good. Or even if you have kids and, I mean... Whatever. Or you're a fast food junkie, Jim. You can put that in.
It's good food fast, Mike.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true.
Do you own some of these, Jim?
No, I just throw it on the floor.
Oh, good.
But
okay.
I'm thinking about getting one of those.
Someone buy Jim some litter bags now.
Thinking about picking one of those up.
So do the search online for automotive.
Under novelties, there's an automotive / tailgating section.
And then probably the most important. We should name this like the Acura. She's always got a travel mug.
She does.
Ooh.
Always has one. Except today. But we have the Patriots. The Patriots Roadster plastic travel mug.
That's a boring name. Come on.
The Acura is more catchy.
It is
the Acura.
The Acura.
I can see the picture on Patriots ProShop.com right now. Christina and her cup.
There it is.
I'll do it.
We can make that happen.
Nice.
Come on, let's make it happen.
We have a lot of different styles of travel mugs, too, by the way.
Right. So. And but, I mean, everyone knows the deal with travel mugs. They just, I think everyone literally has one.
Yeah, you can't have enough of them.
So they're perfect for your Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh.
Or your Pepsi soda.
They are.
Yes.
Can it keep it hot or cold? Look at that.
Well done.
We probably have 5 or 6 different travel mugs.
All right.
The football travel mug.
There's always, they always keep stainless stuff steel. Shuffling in for automotive.
Yeah. No, that's a good size, too. And I like it, some don't fit in the cup holders, and that drives me nuts. So that one's good. Because
a lot of these are tapered at the bottom.
Tapered
so
at the bottom. That's what I was looking
will
for.
Will fit your cup holders.
Okay. No, I like that one. Good size. Not too big. Not too small.
Just like you.
That's
what we'll call it, the Acra.
All right.
Not too big. Not too small.
I don't even know where to go from there.
You're going
to
say one thing today, Jim. That was it. Thank you for participating.
Good night.
Jim's out of here.
Okay.
We'll see you next week,
He's
Jim.
He's done his job. On the note of carrying sodas and coffees, what'd you guys do for pizza today? Do I even want to know? It's been kind of a wacky Wednesday.
Well, guess who bailed again on Pizza Wednesday?
That'd
be Ken.
Flanders. He was preparing for his appearance today.
He's been in this rut. He won't participate.
Somebody, I think he might be on a diet.
Somebody has to run the distribution center.
That's we're not letting him in.
So are you guys going to refuse to talk about what
he's
you discussed?
He's on pizza probation right now. But I don't know. What did we talk about today? We were talking about the A-Team. So we went
horrible,
real high maturity level.
Horrible TV show. Horrible.
The A-Team.
Yeah, it was a show back in the 80s.
I'm with
Christina. Does that involve, like...
There we go.
Yeah. Explosions and bombs and guns, and no one ever dies.
Jim got very heated about it because no one died in the show.
How do you have a show where the main theme
is
guys
shooting guns? It's a television show.
And what time was it on?
Because people die on TV shows all the time.
People can't die at certain times.
In the perfect world, everyone dies.
No, it's an imperfect world.
Oh, okay.
But Mr. T was on there. He's entertainment.
Look,
he's gold, Jerry.
The
gold.
Whole show is about guns and tanks and explosions and bombs, and no one ever dies. That's just stupid.
The theme music is awesome.
We should do...
I pity the fool who likes the A-Team.
There you go.
Can this be our new theme song? We got to get that.
We are so far from the A-Team. Christina may be an A-Team caliber, definitely.
Oh,
but
my last name is Acra. That's about
you better
it.
Hope there's a bell curve if you got us on, because this is not good. But we think if there was ever a reality show producer listening, which is probably really good odds.
We'd be willing to talk.
We could do the retail team, just...
Pretty good.
I'd be pretty
good.
I'd watch that.
All of
Hollywood
was listening to this.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Well, are you kidding me?
We do have someone from Alabama listening, and I'm going to read their email. Lindsay from Alabama. Hey, guys, I'm out in Alabama, and I love the new hip hats, like the Boise hat. It's great if you're a young guy trying to look stylish. Ooh, guys, get your notebooks out. Take some,
we
take some notes. Here's some tips.
Week.
We did.
Yeah.
Looks like they would match those Affliction t-shirts. Yeah, it's definitely a new kind of revelation style with Game Gear, which is awesome. Okay, anyway. But how can some of your long-distance fans get the Tom Brady hat that he wears, the Randy Moss knit hat, or the Vince Wilfork t-shirt? Wilfork, I've never
it's
even seen
it's a play
that.
On words that could go another
we'll
direction.
Fork you up, yes.
Yeah,
Wilfork.
Wilfork. You up.
Yes.
I have not seen that one.
I really
neither have I. Those
I haven't seen it either.
That shirt is not a licensed product, something that we would
something
carry.
On that website.
Yeah,
though.
That's
Vince
the thing.
Has a website, right?
Yeah, Vince has a website.
She's asking, are these from their foundations or how do you get these?
Yes.
I know we talked about Tom Brady's hat. That was designed by his people, his website.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going on with that, but these are more so exclusive to the players and I don't even know if they sell them, but it'd be interesting to find out if, I don't know if it would necessarily be through the Patriots and the Pro Shop, but.
Yeah, that's, Ken, that's not something we would.
Right. The Wilfork stuff is not licensed, so we wouldn't sell it. And the Brady thing, our understanding is Tom does not sell his own products.
I didn't think so.
At this time. So.
Maybe. If there's incentive for them, I'm sure they'll eventually start to. Or like Adalys Thomas with the Humble Pie shirts that came out last year. Those.
Mm-hmm.
He had no problem handing those out. Did you guys ever get anything in the Pro Shop on that? Or
no.
It was just kind of a fun locker room shirt. So.
Right.
Unfortunately, those are exclusive to the players. But she's saying also she wishes that you guys had some of the items that college football schools get. Nike is slightly more inexpensive and are novelty items that are outsourced rock. You name it, they make it for college teams. We have such a selection of dishes, china, jewelry boxes, lamps, rocking chairs, kids' toys, traffic lights. I think the Patriots would benefit in sales by expanding their women's and men's novelties. Mm. So it's good tips from Lindsay from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
She says, hope my home team, Patriots, have a winning year, War Eagle. Does that mean she went to BC?
Auburn.
Auburn. Oh yeah, Alabama. Okay. Home team was, I don't know what her hometown team is.
Well, NCAA licensing is different, right?
Yes.
Broader, or?
And also, the licensing fees aren't usually as high as the NFL, frankly, so.
That's why the items are less expensive. Okay. All right. Well, good ideas, novelty-wise. Dishes. Any Patriots dishes floating around?
We have dinner plates. And
okay.
Party packs.
Nice. So. All right. We got another one. Let's see what this one says. My computer's being slow. I swear it's not me.
Can I throw in a quick, not plug,
okay,
but a quick...
Okay, here's a... What?
I
yeah,
can't.
Go ahead.
No, I can't.
Why not? Do it.
No, I was going to fill the void there. I was just going to say, don't forget...
Sing? Were you going to sing a little song?
Yeah, it's a little song I came up with. No, don't forget that the Pats playing in Denver this weekend. It'll be one of the
legacy
games. Well, they'll be wearing the
jersey. That's right. The guy
in
the
white.
Team
white.
Was wearing
this will be
the
their white version.
Hmm.
So...
I don't think that's been done for a long time, right? Or ever.
Oh, I can't even imagine when that's been done.
Because so, even that last time we did throwback was at Detroit Thanksgiving.
2002, like, right?
But they were red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So this it'll be a new look, good look.
I believe red.
And we got them.
All right. Flanders is a wealth of knowledge. I never knew they call plates tags in the South.
Signed Mrs. Flanders.
What do they call a guy who works in the pro shop who never picks up his phone?
Hi, you've reached the desk of Penn Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Okay.
There you go.
Got anything? Got anything for that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
A thank you would be nice.
Okay, here's another one. Glad to finally hear Ken join the show. I'm an avid camper and was wondering if the store stocks any camping gear such as sleeping bags or tents. Any other camping gear suggestions would be great. Also, I heard a radio ad for a Steve Grogan autographed shed. I was wondering if there was any way to get this through the store itself. Tyler.
No.
We have a sleeping bag, but it's not like a camping sleeping bag. It's like a kid's
sleeping bag. There was one vendor that made an adult sleeping bag, but I guess they didn't have any success. So it no longer has a license. So.
Oh, okay.
The only sleeping bags available are children's. So,
and I don't believe there's any other camping gear.
Not really.
You just get more into the tailgating grill type area, which
you don't necessarily want people in tents sleeping in the parking lot after tailgates.
That's
true.
just
crashing. What do you mean? I got the Patriots logo on my tent.
And the Steve Grogan shed had nothing to do.
It's a Reed's Ferry shed, nothing to do with the Patriots.
Oh, okay. So
it's just a separate.
Yeah.
Something else.
All right.
Wasn't our gig.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I like the whole idea of someone bringing up just the new line that you guys have had. I know I have a friend that has the throwback jacket, the zip-up, and just the whole look of the throwback stuff. It's kind of vintage. I think it's the vintage line, right? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I love the T-shirts. Clearly, the email we just got from Lindsay, she likes them too. I'm assuming that she's college level, collegiate level, or just out of it. But it's just kind of a younger, hipper line, and it's really cool. You get a lot of compliments on these jackets and things. So if anybody is it all online? People could see it online.
Yep,
the vintage
absolutely.
Line. Okay, it's pretty cool.
There's a whole section just for throwback with subcategories. You can find whatever you need right there.
It's the closest thing I think to like she referred to college lines of clothing that you know it kind of gears towards a younger age. And that's the closest thing that the Patriots have to that, which is cool because you don't see it a lot. I haven't seen a lot of that stuff. Is that new this year, the vintage line, or has it been
growing? We had a little bit.
Somewhat. Because of the 50th anniversary, it's bigger.
Okay.
But, Reebok owns a line called Retro Sport, and it's the wash tees, what she's talking about. They're more form-fitting. They're a little smaller and stuff like that.
Or like the Old Orchard stuff's like that, too, what do you call that?
Yeah. Old Orchard Beach line of headwear and some apparel. And it's meant to be that college-age kid look, you know, stuff. Looks like it's already been worn, stuff like that.
Yeah, so. It's great. It's vintage. Yep. It's more stylish and with the old English writing and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool. So definitely check that out because I think it's a great line. I would definitely wear
No, they've done a really good job with just making the retro throwback stuff look like it came from 1975 or whatever.
That too. Okay, we have not mentioned our question of the day. But, by the way, if you are listening, we do a question of the day, and you can win a fun prize if you call in first and let us know the answer. I guess the prize that Mike's holding up is going to be...
The prize. Well,
everybody's pointing to Ken. What
I was
is it?
Say, the question
we're going to raffle off Ken.
Where's Ken
we're
from?
We're going to raffle off Ken.
Ken will come down and sign your garage.
There you go.
That's a good question. We'll go with we'll go with Jim's question.
Where's
Jim's
Ken Flanders from?
Okay. Where is Ken Flanders from? The number is 508-543-7482. If you know the answer, give us a call. We talked about it earlier, and we want you to win some prizes. So call us. What is the prize? What are we going with? The auto tag. Did I get it right? Tag?
License plate frame.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tag is wrong.
Plates up
is
here. Okay? Tags down.
Auto plate frame. I don't know what to say. Anyway, yeah, just blame me. That's fine. I got confused.
We call it a chrome license plate. Plate frame. I can't say it.
Chrome license plate frame.
It was good that we tried, though.
I did try.
You did your best. All right. What are the other goodies you have in the...
This is... we want to get your feedback on them. Ken's big into handbags at home, and he decided to pull in a line at the store, which is... what do we call this, Ken? The Pat's Quilted Purse. It's a... I guess... What kind of material is this?
Quilted.
No, I know it's quilted.
Duh,
I mean, it's very shimmery. It gives the impression that it's some kind of like satin look, but
right. Yeah, you're gonna have to help me describe.
Satin,
this is more of the smaller bag.
I would think that's like kind of an over the shoulder little pouch of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Purse pouch.
Yeah, it's got a long leather strap. You can see all this on the women's section under women's accessories or under new. The three items we're going to discuss are all listed right there online.
Jim, why don't you give that address again?
New.
And then we have
PatriotsProShop.com.
Then we have the tote bag.
Good explosion, Mike.
You like that? You need some sound.
Yeah, it is. Not as good as Jason's explosion.
I didn't know if he hit a button or someone actually did it. Well, that was good. Yeah, okay, so that's for the women who want to, like, take way too much stuff into a football game.
Yeah. This is the bigger version of the one.
A satchel
we just
bag or a, I don't know what you call that.
I think we call it
a tote bag.
Tote, excuse me. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for clarifying.
So is that tote bag Gillette Stadium security approved? Because I know my wife always comes to games and goes, security won't let me bring this big bag into the stadium.
Are
it's
serious?
Ridiculous.
I would imagine if they're selling it, yes. That is not a very big bag. There's much bigger bags out there.
Yeah, I would be happy to get the dimensions on this. Haven't done the...
they're online.
Yeah, I think that's a decent size. If you want binoculars, you need a bag that big. So.
And then this one, which I'm confused at.
Why are you confused?
Ken has decided to call it the Pat's Bowler Bag.
Yes, now, that's the shape of it. It's a bowler bag.
Okay.
Thank you, Christina.
Yes, he knows his style. Don't question Ken.
But I mean,
you're not fitting your bowling ball in there, Christine.
Well, it's kind of a mini bowler bag.
Yeah, mini bowler bag.
An actual, yeah, you probably should have mini in front of it.
There you go.
We'll make that correction.
But it's more of a leather, kind of a team colors with mostly white kind of mesh leather. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah.
I don't know how you would
mesh look, right?
Yeah. No, that's good looking. I like
slick,
that a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
So
good
very
initial
small
reviews
and
on
simple.
It.
Yeah, I would imagine. And it's good material. Like, I always put my purse under my seat. And when I pick it up at the end of the game, there's usually some
slop,
popcorn, some mustard, some beer. So I would imagine this one's easy to clean.
Pee.
Gator fans are slobs, huh? Those Gator fans are all slobs, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh. We get rowdy. It's okay. It's fine.
I thought Mike was
sitting behind
you.
In the swamp, but not that rowdy. Whoever mentioned that last thing, no. Gross. Anyway.
That's not being rowdy. That's just...
What, not wanting to miss anything on the football field?
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
That's unheard of. Anyway, I think we have a caller on the line, do we? No? What does this say? Sorry, me not being able to read again. Yeah. I apologize.
Dr. Seuss Day.
It's an email. I'm sorry.
Is Lens Crafter a sponsor by any chance?
Oh, it should be.
It should be.
It's an email, but I don't think... Oh, yeah, it's got a... But we're waiting for a phone call, right? All right, 508-543-7482. Call us if you want to win the prize.
Give the question again.
The right answer. It is. The question is, where is Ken Flanders from?
Mm-hmm.
Originally from.
Originally from. Excuse me.
Yeah, we will not accept distribution center.
The stadium.
Oh, we have another email from Colombia.
Alejandro from Bogota, Colombia.
Alejandro. Okay. Hello, Christina and the gang. Wow, Ken Flanders does exist. Now Bigfoot is all alone in the yet-to-be-seen category. One question. Some players use some sort of black swimming cap, especially those with long dreadlocks. What's the name of that item, and is it sold at the pro shop? That's a good question. They wear them all the time. One question to... Wait. Oh, Chris as in Christina?
Chris is in Chris Ferreira.
Oh, Chris Ferreira.
Keep going.
Okay, yeah. Can I skip that?
No, you can read it.
One question to Chris. Can you make some appearance on the PFW show? Love to hear some awkward flirting. Are we sure it's Chris? Chris Ferreira.
What's going on here?
I am so confused. Can you play your soundbite?
Is that
sound
message for Ken?
Cherry.
We have
is
office
this?
Romance.
Alejandro emails into PFW all the time.
Okay,
and he's referencing your soundbite.
Oh, but he wants Chris.
He wants
to go
Chris
on
to
his
show.
Court?
No, he wants Chris to come on PFW because he's also never been on, but everybody hears about him like Ken. And the last line of the email is asking for the soundbite that I don't have anymore.
Yes, because I forced you to delete it. I'm sorry, Alejandro. That soundbite is gone from existence.
But you could just say it live.
I threatened Jason Dvorkin's life and he didn't delete it. It's gone. Anyway.
What was it?
I'm not saying it, dude.
Come on.
Don't even try. Wait, let's go back to the swimming cap, okay?
The boys from the pro shop
here, not pie.
What kind?
Stop it. Anyway, we'll tell the story later off the air. What is that cap that they all wear?
Ken?
Anybody got it?
I'm not really
Bueller?
Sure. There's nothing we sell, I can tell you that much, but I'm not really sure.
It's not a licensed product. Right. There's no logos
it's a player
on it.
I'm trying
specific.
To think if I've seen a logo on it. Yeah,
just an equipment logo. I think it's made specifically for the players.
Okay, right. So it's one of those things
just,
you can't
it's part of their equipment.
Yeah. Maybe you guys could get some kind of weird version.
It's like a skull cap.
Yeah, it's real tight, and it just, it's like a swimming cap almost. It's that tight. Different material. Definitely not the same as a swim cap.
Yeah, no, it's...
Okay, we have another one from John Doe. Tell Mike Perriello that the person who stole his jacket wants his ransom.
Oh. That's upstairs.
Uh-oh.
My jacket was stolen from a staff meeting.
What kind of jacket?
Just a everyday Patriots golf-style jacket.
Who took it?
We'll find it. I got moles up there.
You got a ransom note?
You got a ransom.
I did get a true ransom note with the... random font lettering, capitalized, lowercase.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
no.
A very original.
I really got one.
Oh, you got one of those. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant this email.
What were the demands?
I had to provide. Oh, like Jim has no idea what it's about.
I'm mad that this email
I did
came
not
from.
Send said note.
This email comes from ihaveyourjacket@liveorlive.com. So someone like completely made up this email address just to get to you. Good.
We'll find them.
Are the words misspelled in it? Because then Jim would have written it.
Yeah, that would have been
Jim. See? Is there typos? Because I
hang
did not
on.
Write it.
No, there's no... there's no...
I'm cleared.
Spell ransom.
R-A-N-S-O-M.
There's no D in it?
Oh, it was Jim.
Jim?
It was Jim.
Someone spelled it R-A-N-D-S-O-M.
I did not write that note.
All right.
I can spell ransom.
Well, you weren't the one to pick it up when I asked. Ken got your back on that one.
Thank
he
you,
He spelled
Ken.
It before you.
Yeah, so we'll track down the jacket.
People are asking if we need to clarify what city or state he's from or coming from. No, it's just...
Up there,
oh, we have a caller. Be. We have a caller with the answer. So, who's on the line?
Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. How Hello? Are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually Aaron from Sterling, Virginia. I'm down here now.
Oh, were you the email we just read about your wife?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
That's great. That's good
bad
stuff.
Luck.
Good stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
We need a picture of her so we could definitely distract her when she goes into the pro shop, make sure she buys the right things.
Yeah, I tell her just to get me hats and things with no player affiliation.
That's good.
Perfect.
Good. Keep it to the hats. There's plenty of hats to be sold. So you live in Virginia.
I do, but I actually grew up in Maine, so I keyed into that early part when Ken said he was from up there.
Oh, okay. So you have the answer for us.
Yep. So you grew up in Maine up there. That's pretty cool.
Maine is where Ken is from.
Tell him what town, Ken.
What town, Ken?
I'm from Damariscotta, Maine.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need you to say that again.
Damariscotta, huh?
You know it, Aaron, right?
Where
I don't need to tell you.
Where are you from in Maine?
I grew up in Richmond.
It's not that far
small
away.
Down there.
About a half hour from my hometown, yeah.
Maine's the only place you can be 6 hours from the Mass border, and they call it down east.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Aaron, you are now the proud owner of a No Player Affiliation. We've got a license plate frame for you.
Nice job,
down there,
Christina.
We probably call it a tag in Virginia. Can we consider that a tag in Virginia?
Right.
Yeah, but it's good looking. You can put it on your car, and Jason will get your information. Thanks for calling.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Love the show, guys.
Thanks. Have a good one. All right, cool. We got a Virginia viewer, listener, whatever you want to call it. Nice. He'll be rocking his license.
Ken, have you been to Richmond, Maine?
Many times.
What's there? Anything good?
Nothing.
Really?
It's inland. I grew up on the ocean, so.
Oh.
Nice. Okay. All right.
That explains the salty exterior.
Anybody?
The rusted look.
So, Ken, do you have a message for all the listeners about your appearance today and you actually do exist? Come on, give us some parting thoughts from Ken Flanders.
Well, I've enjoyed it. And I will definitely try to make time to come back. No question about it.
Well, that's what we want to hear.
I heard some misinformation from my counterpart.
No, we'd love to have you back. Obviously, everybody gets a kick out of Ken being in the studio with us. The viewers definitely love it. Our listeners definitely love it. Anyway, so I think anybody got anything to add?
No.
Before we sign off. And nope. Christina's phone goes off in the background. My apologies. That means we're done. Thanks for listening to Shop Talk on this Wednesday, and we will see you next week. Have a good one, everybody.